A couple of years ago, I had some family members who live overseas who came to visit me. And they really wanted to see the West Coast, so they asked if we could drive from Oregon to Nevada, going through California. And of course, wanting to be a gracious host, I agreed and I scheduled my own vacation while they were here. And the plan was I will drive with them going to California and drop them off in Vegas, and they would stay there for a couple of days to watch shows and plays, and then they would fly back here. As soon as they got settled into their hotel in Vegas, I started to drive back from Vegas to San Francisco to see a friend before coming back here in Oregon. And that was my first time, actually, to have to do this long drive. And I didn't realize, and I was just using my GPS, between Vegas and San Francisco is a very long stretch of highway known as the Mojave Desert. And if you've been to that route, you know what I mean. It was my first time to use that highway. And I remember a family member who was with me that time said, before you leave Vegas, make sure that your tank is full. But I was just so in a hurry. I was just so in a hurry to leave and be back here. So I forgot that. As soon as I entered that stretch, I didn't realize that my gas light was already blinking. And I drove and drove and drove until I realized that I was getting out of gas. Then the car just stopped in the middle of nowhere. The only thing that I could see were those huge windmills. You know, if you've been to that route, you know, huge windmills. And thanks be to God, it was during the day, because if it was during the night, who knows what could have happened. It was so, so nerve-wracking. And the cell phone signal also was very weak. I even called, I tried to call AAA, but the signal was so weak that it did not go through. I didn't have any idea how far was the next town. I literally waited for hours for someone to stop to help me. This experience reminded me, as I was reflecting on the gospel today, on the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 of them wise, 5 of them described as foolish, all of them waiting for the arrival of the bridegroom. The wise virgins had enough oil with them, while the 5 foolish ones did not have enough oil or gas like me. This gospel really is a prelude to the next season that we will be celebrating, the season of Advent, the season of anticipation, the season of waiting for the arrival of the ultimate bridegroom, Jesus Christ. And we know that Christian discipleship is an active anticipation for the coming of Jesus. And I would like to underscore the words active anticipation. It is not a passive one, just like we are not just sitting in a lounge waiting for the flight to heaven to take off. And the image of lamps in today's gospel is a powerful and significant one. In virtue of our own baptism, we were given that lamp symbolized by the baptismal candle when the priest says, "Receive the light of Christ. Keep this light burning until you reach your heavenly destination." My dear friends, the lamp has been given to us, but we have to keep supplying the wick or the oil in order to keep it burning. And what's the oil stand for in the gospel today? What is that oil that keeps that lamp, that keeps that candle burning, that candle of faith? The oil stands for good works, growing in virtues of faith, hope, love, patience, chastity, purity, compassion, mercy, meekness, and the list could go on and on. But we know that this kind of oil could not just be given to us by other people. We have to produce them ourselves. It's not like the regular gas that the Good Samaritan gave me when I ran out of gas in that stretch. The good works and the virtuous life of other people, unfortunately, are not like miles or gas that can be given to another person. We cannot say, "Hey, my friend, you have already enough charity or patience. Can you give me some?" Because I lack some of them. I remember a story during this pandemic of a guy who was baptized into the faith but really did not take the faith seriously. He did not practice the faith. He works in IT, in information technology, and his grandparents were dependent on him for them to be able to attend Mass online. He would go to their house during the weekend and he would set up the live streaming, the online Mass, so that they could attend. And his grandparents really looked forward to this. But for some reason, one weekend, the Wi-Fi did not work. And his grandparents were really frustrated because for a couple of days, the Wi-Fi was still iffy, it was not working, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. The following week, it was still not working, so his grandparents asked him, "You know, we offered a Mass for a special intention in the nearby parish church. Will you be able to attend the Mass for us?" You know, because they really wanted to at least even attend the Mass online, but because the Wi-Fi was not working, they asked him if he could go to Mass for them. He was reluctant, but since he could not solve the problem, he went to attend the Mass for them. Then he said, for some reason, you know, with the homily of the priest, and he said, "I have not been to Mass for a long time. Even during the time when I was setting up all these online Masses for my grandparents, after I set them up, I would go and do something else." But because he wanted to honor the request of his grandparents, he attended Mass. Then he said, "There was transformation that happened to me that day. For some reason, the message just went through my heart. And I found myself signing up for Mass, attending Mass, even the daily Masses before going to work." He said, "Before, it was just the oil from my grandparents that was sustaining my spiritual life." He said, "You know, I was depending on the wick or the oil of my godparents for me to be strengthened in my spiritual life. But I know that I have to produce it myself. I cannot be depending on the oil." because his grandparents were always telling him after Mass, "Thank you so much. You know, we attended Mass for you too." But he said, "I could not. I know that it works for some time, but I know that for me to be able to have that full experience, I have to do it myself. To produce the oil of faith myself." That was a powerful, you know, example of what the message that the Lord wants to drive to us today. One of the usual images of Christian life is that it is a pilgrimage, a journey, and our ultimate destination is in heaven. All our indispensable provisions in that journey were supplied to us already in baptism. We all started the journey in baptism with a white garment, clean and tidy, holding a lighted candle, beaming with joy, sparkling from that oil of anointing. Then our journey begins. Then we all stop at some places called churches to dine and be fed on our and then our journey continues. And along that journey, we meet people from across background, dressed like us, holding the same candle. But when we look at them and they look at us, some of the garments are no longer that clean, tidy. Some are no longer white. Some are still holding their candles as bright as before. Some have already thrown the candle in the sideways and bought a different kind of lamp. Some have kept the lamps in their bags. And some are still holding them, but without lights. So the question that we can ask ourselves, reflecting on this, is, can we make it to our ultimate destination with the same dignity that we had when we all started the journey? You know, unfortunately, in the end, just like myself, you know, there's no triple A to rescue us. It has to be before, you know, it has to be a continuous and active and a vigilant preparation. Not just solving the problem when it arises, but rather there should be an active pursuit. Every single day should be a constant preparation. You know, the preparation here, when the destination is not just towards the end of our lives, we have to be able to make Jesus as our center, as our goal every single day. That is the best preparation. That is the best preparation. So, my dear friends, looking and reflecting on the gospel today in the image of the lamp and the oil, what is that oil in our lamp that we are lacking of, so that we will have what it takes to enter the wedding feast?